For the first time, the U.S. Army is confirming it was a mid-air collision that brought down two helicopters last December at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. The results of an internal investigation into the crash that killed four pilots was released today. It blames pilot error, not a mechanical failure. Correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
The two Kiowa Warrior reconnaissance helicopters were on a nighttime training mission last December 12th. According to the investigation, one of the helicopters flew directly into the side of the second chopper, bringing both aircraft to the ground. The report finds the crash was not survivable. It faults the commanding pilot of the first helicopter for failing to see and avoid the second one, despite having been warned by air traffic controllers that another helicopter was in the area. The investigation notes that neither of the commanding pilots communicated with each other. A key finding of the report: radar and radio communications are limited in the area where these low-altitude nighttime training flights take place at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. This internal review of the tragedy is not the formal accident report. That's expected to be released later this summer. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.